smiling back at me. It's like all my dreams come true. I am afraid. If I lost you, girl, I'd fall through the cracks and lose my track in this crazy, lonely world. Sometimes it's so hard to believe when the nights can be so long. And faith gave me the strength, it kept me going on. You are the love of my life, and I'm so glad you found me. You are the love of my life. Baby, put your arms around me. I guess this is how it feels when you finally find something real. My angel in the night, you are my love. As our shadows dance with moonlight on your skin, I look in your eyes. I'm lost inside your kiss. I think if I'd never met you, about all the things I'd missed. Sometimes it's so hard to believe when a love can be so strong.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's an icy day. This is CA On Air Personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Here at Faith Studio 2 today, not Faith Studio 1 in downtown Fort Worth, because it's icy here in Fort Worth, Texas. And we're under a winter storm warning. Today is January the 30th, 2023. A special coffee talk with CA in the evening. And hopefully, if you don't listen to it in the evening, maybe tomorrow morning you want to listen to it. What I'm going to do is tell you about it here in just a little bit. We're going to play a song, and I'm going to tell you about what we'll be teaching on. And then I'm going to have a last song that by special request from a lot of people that wanted me to play the song. I know Valentine's Day is only a couple of weeks away. So don't forget to get your significant other, which your boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife. Don't ever forget them. Let them know every day how much you love them. So before I get started and to give you kind of a brief intro about what, well, I guess I'll go ahead and tell you what we're going to talk about today on Coffee Talk with CA. And we'll be Bible teaching on how to find the one who your soul loves. Again, how to find the one who your soul loves, okay? We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. I'm going to give you some key points. I wanted to play that intro song, Love of My Life. It's been around for a while. That was Jim Brinkman and Michael W. Smith. They play a lot of that on Valentine's Day, but I wanted to play that early for you all. And also, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, guys, you can text a prayer. Go to my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Follow me on there. And go to station information. When you do, there's my number on there. Send me a text, and me and my prayer partners will pray for you. Okay, we're here to love, serve, and and tell others about Jesus Christ. This is our radio ministry. Also, like me, I'd already said that. Email me if you have any prayer requests to the old-fashioned way, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or you can Facebook message me on Facebook Messenger, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, for prayer requests too as well. So, CA, why on Coffee Talk are you doing this early? Well, I've got a full schedule coming up, guys, and I wanted to take the opportunity because, you know what? Before I get ready to play this next song, let me just give you something to think about. To the married couples out there, okay? I've married a lot of people. Almost 200 people. Because, you know, I'm also an ordained minister. And I've married almost 200 people. And you know what? When I'm standing there representing and being an ambassador for God, talking about a gentleman that went to Bible college, and that loves Jesus and grew up in church all of his life with good biblical morals. And I'm not even trying to play God, but I'm just saying you can tell the ones that are happy and the ones that are miserable. I have seen it all in almost 200 weddings. I want to refresh and hit a reset for a lot of you guys that maybe you're forgetting about your wife, or the wife's forgetting about their husband, and with, you know, Facebook, which is nice at times, but it can also be a destroyer. Or finances can actually blow up marriages sometimes. I've seen it all. I've heard it all from a lot of people that I know through the years and through the decades. But being equally yoked and loving each other, you know, God wants you to love your wife like you love the church. And the wife, you know, and there's an argument that goes on. When we say submit, we don't necessarily mean submit. I don't want to make it into a fist-fighting situation. But really, it should be both ways. You know, you honor your wife honors you. But you also, together, honor God by keeping Him first place in your life and praying together and being a team. That's what it's all about, is teamwork. Okay? If she has God in her life and you don't have God in your life, you're going to have a problem in that marriage, guys. If you have God in your life, guys, and she doesn't, you're going to have a problem. You got to make sure that you have it Christ-centered. It's so important to have a Christ-centered relationship, okay? So always remember that. After this song, I'm going to Bible teach on this, okay? Again, I'm going to Bible teach on Coffee Talk with CA, how to find the one who your soul loves, okay? Now, there's some people that may argue the point and say, see, hey, I don't ever want to get married. Okay. Or I'm a widow and I don't ever want to get married. Or maybe the guy lost his wife and he don't ever want to be remarried. That's fine. But maybe there's someone out there that wants to be loved, to be cared about. And maybe he or she do believe that they found somebody. So I'm going to give you some helps that's going to help you here in a minute. But before I do that, let's play this song and then we'll do the Bible teaching. God Gave Me You with Dave Barnes.
Just stay here right beside me.
There we go, Dave Barnes, God Gave Me You. You know, that's one of my favorite songs. I actually love that. And you know what? At the close of my Bible teaching, boy, have I got a good one for you guys. It's been around for a while. It's Stephen Curtis Chapman, so be sure to stay tuned. Okay, well, again, let me reintroduce myself in case y'all are probably wondering, well, he usually does coffee talk, but he's going to do it on love today? Yes, I am. Valentine's Day is, of course, February 14th, okay? You know, we lived in that society of COVID, post-COVID now. Times have changed. You know, I was out in my travels, and, you know, you go to restaurants. People don't even go to restaurants anymore. They just take it out, and or they have it Ubered or Grubhubbed or whatever it may be, and have it delivered to their home. And, you know, I encourage you, if you are taking your wife or your girlfriend or fiance, and you're able to make a reservation for Valentine's Day, please support your local restaurants. You know, they're struggling. There's a lot of them that are shutting down because of they're just not getting the business the way they're supposed to. And, you know, we've had a shift in our society as far as since this COVID had all hit. But I don't want to go on about COVID. You know, it's post-COVID now, and this is God's world. We're going to talk about love, okay? So how to find the one who your soul loves, okay? All right, well, we're going to talk about that. You know, the Song of Solomon, Song of Solomon chapter 3 and verse 4, it's a simple little verse, says, I have found the one whom my soul loves. So what is a soulmate? I want you to think about that. What is a soulmate? And do they really exist? Okay, while the Bible doesn't necessarily teach there's only one person for each of us, it does talk about finding a mate for your soul. There is a type of love that knits people together as one, the very souls of two people. In fact, you may want to highlight in your Bible the book of Malachi, chapter 2 and verse 15, and you'll find something on that. Now, if you revisit the Song of Solomon, chapter 3 and verse 4, King Solomon's wife describes finding him the mate for her soul. I have found the one whom my soul loves. That's that little breakdown. I have found the one that my soul loves. Again, in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 3 and verse 4. So taking a peek, friends, into the Song of Songs, we're kind of skipping a little bit here and there, so bear with me on my Bible teaching. It almost feels like that you're reading something too intimate to be shared. And yet God included this poetic book in the Bible to show us how true love in marriage is honorable to the Lord. You know, reading through the Song of Songs, one cannot help but understand and long for the depth of such intimate oneness expressed in the biblical account. You know, I find it very refreshing to consider how this type of love actually pleases to the Lord. And you know, it is almost too vast to ponder how, through the bonds of matrimony, which I've married a lot of people, and I felt it, you know, because you're the vessel for God, you're the representative, and you're knitting these people together, these couples together, and you just feel it. It's an indescribable feeling of feeling the Holy Ghost inside of you. Just, you know, it's like God just speaking out through me to the people that I have united in marriage. And I have a prayer box. Let me just stop here for a second. I have a prayer box of the ones that I've married and everything, right? And I even have the ones for the funerals, about 3 or 4 funerals that I have officiated in. But the ones that I have married, I've always had them fill out a form. And they're like, well, Mr. Hall, what does that do? Well, that gives me a chance to pray for your marriage every year to let you know that a brother in Christ is praying for you. They thought that was totally awesome. They said, yes, we would love for you to do that. What ministers will you find that would really do that nowadays? Because they told me they've met with ministers. One couple told me they met with the minister, and the minister says, okay, here or there, you pay him, and that's it, you know? 15 minutes. And an average of a marriage, typically 15 to 20 minutes is all it really is. But there are some lengthy ones. The lengthy one I've ever done was probably about an hour and a half, okay? It was a combo of Catholic and then, of course, the traditional. So we kind of, you know, were two ministers that were merging these weddings together. And it was actually in a town called McKinney, Texas, which isn't too far from Fort Worth. Didn't mean to go off the page here, but what I'm trying to say is it is very refreshing to know how God knits two souls together as one. And that's true in a marriage because you're being equally yoked. You know, husbands, love your wife like you love the church. Wives, I won't really say the submit part. I don't want to get anything started there because a lot of wives are working in today's time. But, you know, love and honor your husband. First off, love God, number one. Keep him first, and then your husband and your wife, or whatever, whichever way it goes. Then your children right under the umbrella. And then your family, you work all that down. It's kind of like a triangular effect. You know, I will share this. My parents, my folks have been married. Of course, I'll be 57 this year. My parents have been married 58 years. My grandparents were married for 50 years. And I can tell you that God's hand has been knitting their souls together as one. Now, my grandparents have been home to be with the Lord. My grandma passed in 96. And my grandfather passed away in 2007. My grandfather did remarry after my grandmother had passed away a few years after that. But I will tell you, because he wanted companionship, okay? That's just the bottom line. But he loved my grandma. He sure did. You know, they were married for 50 years. My grandmother loved him, and they loved each other, and they had a strong love, and this is on my mom's side. My dad and mom. My mom married my dad when she was 17. And you know what? My mother and dad, they still love each other, and there's a strong love. My dad cares so deeply for my mother, and my mother cares so deeply for my dad. But, you know, it's evident that I can definitely see God's hand knitting their souls together as one. You know, sometimes it's a mystery and a blessing too much that we couldn't even comprehend. But I do believe, and I will want to just say this, that to the married couples out there, if your marriage is struggling, please get a fix for it immediately. Let me give you a little advice. If there's a thorn in your marriage, open up and talk to your wife, or wife, open up and talk to your husband. And guys, get an immediate fix for this. Don't let it drag. Bring God into this. Pray together. Do Bible devotion together. Read your Bible. Or go to marital counseling. Get a good marital counselor and get it resolved. If you can't get it done that way, go to marital counseling. I'm not a marital counselor. I've studied it. But, you know, because there's a lot of domestic disputes. But don't get your eyes off of God, and don't get your eyes off your bride or your groom that God sent to you. And I'll continue on, and all this is going to make sense. You know, so how do you find this type of love, going back to my grandparents and my parents? And if you're single, consider this motivation that God's purpose in knitting souls together as one is not just so you can live happily ever after. There's going to be good times and bad times. I've got the wedding vows memorized, you know, and good times and bad times and sickness and in health till death do you part. Rather, God's interest in helping you find someone who will help you grow in your relationship with Him and service to Him. Now, let me stop and pause here for a second. Let's go back to Genesis, okay? When Adam was all by himself, God didn't want Adam to be alone. So Adam went into a deep sleep and he took a rib out of Adam and he created Eve. Of course, you remember the story, they were naked and alone. But that was his companionship, because God doesn't mean for us to be alone, the ones that really want to find the significant other. And I'm going to tell you something. It will happen to you single folks out there or divorced folks out there. When you least expect it and you know it in your heart, you'll be zapped by it. God will talk to you and He will tell you this is the one for you. And you'll know it. And I know that this may feel like that it's just a romance right out of hopes for true love. But I don't want you to think that. But when you think about it, what could be more romantic than falling in love with someone who God will unite with your very soul for His kingdom purpose? In other words, you're blending yourself together, your lives together, to serve a purpose for Jesus Christ. You know, if you think about it. You know, another thing too is that God intends to use married couples' deep love and unity to draw others to know Jesus. And that's true. That's what He wants to do. But how do you find the one who your soul loves? So let me give you some insights, okay? This is what's going to help you on my topic today. Number one, let the truth be your guide to love. I have been asked a lot, often asked in the past, how can I know God's will for my spouse? You know, the ones I've interviewed and talked to. It's not like a job interview. It's just getting to know them before they're engaged or fixing to get engaged. I've got tons of calls either way. I still get calls. Why, it seems to make sense to weigh out the pros and the cons to come to find a mate. This is your only method for finding the one. Your best bet is just your best bet. Rather, if you saturate your mind with truth, God will be faithful and guide you toward His good, acceptable, and perfect will for your life. You know, in all areas of life, including finding a mate, if that is His plan, there's some people that will stay single. And again, there's some people that have lost their husbands or have been divorced and they just don't want to do it again. And that's fine and that's acceptable. You do what God tells you to do through the Spirit of the Lord. I want you to remember, though, consider God's promises and highlight in the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may be proved what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. Now, here we go. This is what I want to talk about. Number two, be equally yoked. You always hear about equally yoked. I've talked to believers about it. To truly find one whom your soul can be united, you must find a spouse who also has a relationship with what? Christ, is a Christian and has a relationship with Christ. Now, let's go back to it. If you have somebody and they're a non-believer, okay, and you're a believer, how's that marriage going to work? It takes three to make a marriage. What, CA? Yes. Excuse me, it takes three. God, number one, your significant other, either male or female, and the other significant other, either male or female. Three blended into one. You always got to keep God in it. Now, when someone is made alive unto Christ through salvation, they are filled with the Holy Spirit, with new life in Jesus. In fact, believers are blessed with the ability to love others with Christ, which is called agape love. Stay with me here, because this is important. If you marry someone who's not a Christian, no matter how hard you tried, they'll never be able to love you with God's unconditional, selfless love. What's that again, CA? I'm going to tell you. If you marry someone who's not a Christian, no matter how hard they try, they'll never be able to love you with God's unconditional, selfless love. Okay? Great example for me for long-term marriages is my grandparents who built the heritage and my parents who have built a heritage. You don't see that anymore. It doesn't mean, however many times that you've ever been married, that that last one isn't going to be the one. You'll know it because the Holy Spirit will live in you and dwell in you and tell you that. Those of you that are interested in wanting to find the one, because it is going to happen, trust me. Consider another advantage to finding a Christian mate for your soul. I want you to jot this down in your mind. The same Spirit that dwells within you is also in them. So God joins your soul together in a what supernatural way? Let me repeat that to you in my notes. Consider another advantage to finding a Christian mate for your soul. That would be the same Spirit that dwells within you is also in them. So God joins your souls together in a supernatural way. How cool is that, friends? God is the one who is the author, and I repeat, earthly wise, the author of this marriage. He is the one who wants married couples to walk in love and unity, and he gives his Spirit to knit hearts together in love for Christ and for each other. But if you marry an unbeliever, you're forfeiting the blessing. I want you to remember that. Third point I want to remind you is walk in the Spirit. Please walk in the Spirit. Always remember that. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Go to the book of Galatians, highlight Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. A lot of people I talk to, I feel like a broken record in the past when I use this reference. But I've been doing ministry work. Let's see, I'm 56. I'll be 57 this year. I started real young. I've been doing ministry work off and on, even before I went to Bible college, to be honest with you, for about... Let's take it back. Even when Dad was in the bus ministry, that's part of ministry. I'm going to say almost 50 years, probably about 49, 50 years. I'm going to say 50 years almost, because we were young and we were helping my dad out, knocking on the doors and getting people to go into bus ministry, which I'll share that journey later this year, which you guys always do every year. But let me give you a scenario. You meet someone who you're attracted to and you spend time together, right? You connect on your emotional level. You have the same goals and understanding one another. Maybe you're both Christians, so that's a plus two. Then as your attraction becomes stronger and your purity slips, you justify it by telling yourselves, we're going to get married one day anyway. Okay, what many couples don't recognize is how the act of disobedience changes everything. The Bible says to keep in step with the Holy Spirit, not grieving the Spirit. I want you to highlight these two scripture verses. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. When one willfully sins against God, whether it's sexual sin or rebellion, they exchange the ability to recognize the leading of the Spirit. Now, I will tell you this. Let's just say that you're with somebody. This is a scenario, and I'm sure it's happened all across the world. And there's intimacy between her and you, or you and her. Immediately realize what had happened and ask for forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our Lord. As two Christians, I still believe, whether you want to debate it or not, I still believe that if you ask God for forgiveness of any sins, because you can sin overeating, he will forgive you immediately. That way, when you get to heaven, your name will be, your mistake will be erased. He won't even see it, because he always says, whatever sins we commit, he erases them. He need not know what we did. And that's in the book of Revelations. If you need to go back to the book of Revelations or hear my podcast, way back when I discussed the book of Revelations, I've had people debate me and ask me, well, if you sin and you had intimacy, or if you're still having intimacy with your significant other and you're not married, It's never too late to come together, keep it Christ-centered, take it to the table to God, pray about it together with Him, realize what you did, tell Him you're not going to be doing that anymore until there's marriage, until you're united as one. Best advice I can give you. He will forgive you immediately, I'm telling you. If you have Him in your heart, and you're putting all your faith, hope, and trust in Him, and you're a believer, He's going to forgive you. He ain't even going to remember that. Okay? It's the truth. So please remember that. You're going to have guilt, probably, but then you ask for the forgiveness, you're going through a clean soul, and it's clean. So just remember that. You're only human too. Remember that. And I'm not trying to talk dirty to a lot of you folks out there in the world that may not be married and you're maybe doing something you're not supposed to. Again, God will forgive you, but you got to take it to the table. Three of y'all. God, the man and the woman. Okay? Just remember that. Okay. So I want you to think about this. The most important decision in your life without the help of God's guidance. You know, let me go back to this. I'm sorry. Think about it, okay? Why make the most important decision of your life without the help of God's guidance? That's terrifying, right? Trust me. You want God to lead you to a good godly spouse. Now, let's go back and visit 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. That warns us, do not look on the appearance or the height or the stature. For the Lord sees not as the man sees. The man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks upon the heart. It don't matter whether she's, and you're going to laugh when I say this, it don't matter where she's a size zero or a size, I don't know, a big large lady, a size, and I'm not making fun of our large ladies out there, a size 28. You know what? As long as you got God in it and you love each other unconditionally and you love her heart, and you're going to stand with her, that's all that matters. We're all broken people, guys. Just remember that. You see, God knows the heart of a person. Only He can give you and show you if someone will help you in your walk with Christ. Which also brings me to this next point on my fourth point. Observe the fruit of their life. A Christian should display the fruit of the Spirit. So humbly and prayerfully consider the person's character. Do they display a godly fruit? Well, let's visit some scriptures and make notes. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, before you become prideful of your own display of godliness, you should humbly ask God to help you examine your own heart. Pray as the psalmist do. Let's go back and visit Psalms. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Tell me and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the right way everlasting. C.A., where do you find that? Highlight. Go to your Bibles or write it on notes and highlight it in your Bible. Psalm chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. Remember Jesus said, you hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Where do you find that? See, the book of Matthew, another good example. Chapter 7 and verse 5. So while you're observing a potential mate, keep yourself in step with the Spirit so your character displays good fruit. It's easily to observe the failure of others, yet completely miss your own lack of fruit. Well, you would be well to be a godly soulmate who God might entrust to one of His servants. Now, I got a fifth point. I want you to look for a person who serves Christ. Yes, look for a person. I'm giving you some advice. Look for a person who serves Christ. Remember, the goal of our lives is not to pursue our own happily ever after story. The truth is, the story is all about Him. It is His story, and with every generation, God raises up those to entrust to continue His story of redeeming the lost. God calls each of us to serve Christ as He grants us spiritual gifts to do so. So when you're searching for a soulmate, rather than taking time out to, you know, from serving Christ, ask Him to give you the zeal to serve Him. And when you're serving the Lord, you'll notice someone is helping you in your ministry or running just as zealously for God's kingdom. They might be the one that He would have you serve Christ for the rest of your life. So that will give you the answer on that. Now, my sixth point is ask God for wisdom and discernment. Let's revisit this here. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberty or without reproach, and it will be given to you." So rather than rely on your own feelings, which are unreliable, fickle, search for God's wisdom to help you discern a godly mate. To show how God's involvement in matchmaking, there's a fun story if you go, when you get a chance, go to the book of Genesis, read that whole chapter of 24. You remember when Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac, his son Isaac? Can you imagine if your dad, the ones that are living, or maybe your dad's in the past, sent a servant to go fetch a spouse for you? Think about that. Anyway, the servant understood the awesomeness of this task. So what did he do? He asked God to help him, you know, and that he would have become Isaac's wife. So please note that I don't suggest you guys to do that. I'm only giving this as an example on this point of marriage. But you can, you know, however, learn from servants' examples in the Bible as he asked and he prayed, "Oh God," this is what he said, I'm sorry, "Oh Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me the success this day and show kindness." Seventh point is, guys, is seeking godly counselors. The book of Proverbs, goodness, I remember reading the whole book of Proverbs back when I was in Bible college in front of a bunch of pastors. That was my assignment back when we had a typewriter. I was telling my son, who is actually in Bible college right now, God bless him. Proud of you, Cody, by the way. I didn't mean to interrupt my Bible teaching, but the book of Proverbs, you know, says there's a safety in multitude of counselors. In fact, if you get a chance, I want you to highlight this, guys. See, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 6, and Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22 says, "Without counsel, plans go airy, but with the multitude of counsels, they are established." So take heart in this biblical advice to invite godly counselors in your dating life. And for some of you that, you know, are looking to get godly parents that are still living in this world, go to them for advice sometimes, you know. And you know what? Let me just say this. Finding your soulmate is something can sometimes be a mystery. But I want you to also highlight in the book of Proverbs chapter 30 and verses 18 to 20 describes it this way. It says, "There are three kinds that are amazing for me, four that I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship in the high seas, and the way of a man with a maiden. There is nothing more fulfilling than being married to the one who your soul loves." And that's in the book of Song of Solomon chapter 3 and verse 4, if you need to highlight that. So if you've been long waiting for God to bring you the right one, don't lose heart. I promise you, he or she is worth the wait. And while you're waiting, remember it is genuinely that God wants you to find a mate whose soul is knit together with yours. Let God's truth be your guide. Be equally yoked with the one who loves and serves Jesus. And remember, walk in the Spirit. Look for spiritual fruit in their life while growing in your own. And ask God for wisdom on relying on a good godly counselors. So there you go. That is CA's version on Bible teaching, how to find the one who your soul loves. In closing, I'm going to play a song. a Stephen Curtis song, Chapman song, that came out about 22 years ago. And before I play that, tonight, or this morning, you're probably looking in the mirror and saying, why was he rambling through all this? Well, really, I'm not rambling through. I'm a brother in Christ that can tell you that love is out there. If you've got a lot of love in your heart, and you be patient and wait upon the Lord, it's going to happen. It's going to be zoom, it's going to zap you. Holy Spirit's going to zap you. And he's going to tell you that's the one for you. And when you get her or him, hang on to him. There's not very many good catches out there nowadays. I'm not saying there isn't, but it's a rarity. It's like a playing field out there for a lot of the men and women out there, sadly. And we need to bring our culture back into loving and serving God and really showing what strong marriages are. I'm really blessed and can testify and tell you I'm very blessed, again, and it's not even a brag or anything, that my grandparents were married 50 years before they both went home to be with the Lord. And they both passed away on the same day and laid to rest on the same day, 11 years. That's right, 11 years apart. Unbelievable. That's a love that they had for each other. Now they're up there with Jesus. It's my mom's parents. And I miss my grandparents every day. Let me tell you, I do. I'm not going to lie to you. I was the oldest grandson. Proud, too. I'm proud to be their grandson. And I know my brothers are, and my cousins and everything. Now, my parents, mom and dad, good godly parents. Grandpa and grandma paved that way for mom. Mom got married at 17. Married my dad, who is a U.S. Marine. Dad, thank you for your service. Served in the war. Vietnam and Korea. Korean War, I should say. Then I have a son who's just got out of service. He's a U.S. Marine, too, as well. Followed his grandfather's footsteps. My grandfather was in the Navy. But the heritage, the Saturdays that Dad had us go out there and knock on the door to get people to go ride the bus at the Baptist church. God bless Dad. Did that for 7 years. God was working with my father. Of course, nowadays, you got to have insurance on buses, and buses have changed. It ain't like it was back in the 70s, right? Those of y'all that remember. And some of y'all listening on here, my dad used to pick you up on the bus. Oh, have times changed. But I'm blessed and highly favored. And I thank God for my parents, too. 58 years coming up, man. Mom takes care of Dad. Dad takes care of Mom. Us brothers check on them from time to time. It's what family's about. Listen, if your mom and dad's still living, check on them, okay? Love on them. Tell them how special they are to you. Your significant other or your potential, let her know how much you love her every day. Let him know how much you love him every day. It's important. All right, enough preaching on that. Here we go. We Will Dance, Stephen Curtis Chapman, about 22 years ago on his album. Enjoy.
Not be changing, we will dance.
will spin and we'll sway, and we will dance when the gentle breeze becomes a hurricane. The music will play, and I'll take your hand and hold you close to me, and we will dance. Sometimes it's hard to hold you tight. Sometimes we feel so far apart. Sometimes we dance as one and feel the beating of each other's heart. Some days the dance is slow and sweet. Some days we're bouncing off the walls. No matter how this world may turn, our love will keep us from falling, and we will dance when the sun is shining in the pouring rain. We'll spin and we'll sway, and we will dance when the gentle breeze becomes a hurricane. The music will play, and I'll take your hand and hold you close to me, and we will dance. Steps grow weak and slow. Still, I'll take your hand and hold you close.
There you go. That is a great song right there. Stephen Curtis Chapman, We Will Dance. Had a little bit of a glitch there, guys. I'm sorry. It's because it's icing here at Face Studio 2, my home base studio. But you know what I'm going to do for you guys? I had another special request. And it's another Stephen Curtis Chapman song. And it's off that album from 22 years ago. And I feel like I'm going to go ahead and play that. Okay, let me fish it up on my deal here. Again, I'm sorry about that. It's just this weather that does that from time to time. Let me see here. Hang on, we're getting it on the computer system. Just had to try to find that real quick. Here we go. Stephen Curtis Chapman off that album 22 years ago. And then we'll close out. All About Love.
We got CD sets and videos, radio and TV shows, conferences, retreats, and seminars. Every man, every woman, every boy.
There we go. 22 years ago, that album was made all about love. Our friend Stephen Curtis Chapman. Well, I hope those biblical notes and Bible teaching on how to find the one who your soul loves. And let me tell you something, again, one more time, and we'll lead off in prayer. Maybe you've been single for a long time. You know, I talk to a lot of people like y'all do, and I've had people approach me even at my job. And they said, you know, am I ever going to find love? Well, as you know, first off, is your heart right with Jesus? And one guy said, yeah. I said, it's all in God's timing. I can't be Nostradamus and predict or be a magician and pull her out of their hat, right? But I will tell you that it will happen, and it will happen when you least expect it. So just, you know, hang in there. And give it to Jesus, he and she, okay, we just ain't going to make it about the men, we got to make it about the women too, but the most important thing I cannot stress enough is make sure being that equally yoked, you know, especially in today's time, make sure that you guys find someone that loves Jesus. Because if she loves Jesus and you don't have Jesus in your heart, it ain't going to work. I'm telling you. Or if you love Jesus and she doesn't love Jesus or doesn't even know him, doesn't mean she can't get saved. But you probably don't want to get married until you both, just the words of wisdom, till you both keep him first place in your life. Because I'm telling you, in this time that we're living without him, you're not going to have anything. And that's the truth. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for the biblical teaching. God, thank you for just everything. And I pray that you be with each and every one of us. And may some of the people that are listening on here get the knowledge that I have Bible teached on in the scripture verses. And even the ones that are married, that are going through struggles, may their hearts be touched. And we love you and appreciate everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray in total agreement. All God's people said amen. This is CA leaving Faith Studio 2 going down the hall. I hope you guys have a great evening. Stay warm, especially if you're in North Central Texas dealing with an icy day today. Of course, this podcast is being published on January the 30th, 2023. Hard to believe January's almost over. It's how fast time flows. All right, y'all have a good day. Good night, I should say. Bye for now.